Welcome to The Way Freedom Flies. I'm Anthony, and it's been another blessed week here in Wisconsin. We've had a couple interesting things that we'll dive into here, and I hope that you are also having a blessed week. And God's been moving in your life just as he's been moving all over, and also is the devil here doing some really evil stuff. But let's start off with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. Over the last couple weeks, it has been crazy insane what has happened to Project Veritas. One, the FBI raided the Project Veritas's reporters, James O'Keefe as well, taking phones, recorder notes. And then all of a sudden, the New York Times has their attorney client notes and what they're doing for the lawsuit that is also going on between the New York Times and Project Veritas. Very weird stuff. You know, my viewpoint of the New York Times, all this big media stuff, is that they're an ancient dinosaur that doesn't know how to get out of their own way and look at the truth anymore. So they're trying to keep themselves relevant so that they still have money coming in. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to really hold up much longer. I kind of see the big media as going away and independent and, you know, actually media, you know, doing the replacement job. There's so much that can come out of just people doing research and posting it, and that all these independent places now, you can support them and they do a way better job than any of these big conglomerates now that are just pushing the propaganda from the Uniparty. And God bless us that we're moving in that direction, that people are willing to take a chance to be able to do that. And that's where Project Veritas is, right? They took a chance years ago to look at stuff, you know, have whistleblowers and everybody else come to them and then get out the information of what's actually happening. And it's devastating. Even if a few people hear it, all right, and then we talk about it, it's devastating to their facade that this Uniparty has put up to show that they are all knowing and that they know what's better for us than what we know ourselves. So there's a lot there, and you know, I hope that we get through this, and I hope Project Veritas gets through this and it comes out on their side, because this is ridiculous what has gone through for them and what they've had to deal with, especially with, you know, your attorney notes being, you know, all of a sudden on the New York Times. That's just weird. Why is that even happening? So I want to spend a little bit of time on Project Veritas. If you haven't taken a look at what's been all going on there, definitely go check it out. I don't want to rehash all of James' videos here on this podcast, because he does a good job within about, you know, 9-10 minutes each video, concisely talking about what's going on, you know, referencing the case of, you know, other things that are happening, you know, the FBI raid on his house, and, you know, other Project Veritas journalists is just wicked. The FBI does not have I do not have a strong view of the FBI as in them doing good. I have a strong viewpoint in the other direction, that there is, I don't believe there's any good people left in the FBI at this point. People kept saying there's good people in the FBI, but when things get so bad and you're having raids on people seamlessly, no reason, and you got the FBI looking into things and seemingly pushing things out of the news cycle so fast that should be looked at, and we'll get into the Waukesha parade, Christmas parade massacre, that I'm gonna call it that guy was just horrible, evil at the utmost. But the FBI, I pray that they, you know, there's good people in there, that they actually rise up and change the FBI. At this point, though, I believe the FBI, like most government entities have run their course and they need to be closed down. There's no reason the government needs to be 3.5 million people. Now, the FBI isn't all of that, but it's some of it, and there's a lot of the entire government that they don't need to be there anymore, and they need to be turned over. A lot of them don't even need to be hired back, and we need to get this government, you know, down to a trim, agile government, and not a big behemoth of a machine that tries to control everything, because that's where they are. They don't want people to speak out against them. They're tyrants at this point. They want to control the narrative, and they're losing. And so when they lose like this, they need to try more and more stuff. The problem is that they're going to continue to lose. You can't, at this point, you know, even you take a look at history, right? And you look back in time, governments have always tried to take over and control the narratives. And what happens is that every time they lose. I don't understand why they haven't looked at history and understood this. But people stand together and they will oppose the government eventually. They always do. And usually other countries come in and help out when they think that something's not going right. And we're going through a crisis here. I don't think people realize it. I think, well, God certainly does. He's seeing it firsthand, how his people are, and people in general are being pushed around here, everything from vaccine mandates to just the stealing of elections and everything else that are going on, stealing of money, stealing of the people's money. Right, we have the Ten Commandments, which should be up in every courtroom, should be up in every school, and people can't follow them, and they wonder why there's so many issues. Well, if you would have integrity of the election and not steal it, well, guess what? You stalled that thou shalt not steal. That's just, you know, it's not just stealing somebody else's thing, it's stealing an election, and it's stealing people's money through taxes, and then spending it on stuff that we don't need. There is inflation right now, and we have a government that wants to do a whole bunch of bills, like this infrastructure spending bill, which just lines the pockets of the politicians on the back end through different ways. You know, why did they all spend so much money buying stocks before they passed infrastructure stuff and on infrastructure stocks? Really weird, huh? I mean, not really. Corrupt people will do corrupt things, and they'll continue doing corrupt things until they're caught. It's just the way it is. And I pray that, you know, there'll be intervention and that we can expose these people and more people will catch on. At some point, though, the people that are awake are going to have to also do something. And we have to contact those people. We have to force their hand, you know, show us the documents, and we'll get a good person here and there that will start doing that. I believe that we'll get somebody like that, that'll start exposing these people, you know, forcing their hand. I keep calling them to force their hand to get them to show us the documents and to show us what's actually going on in government. I would say not that everyone's bad in government, but I'm trying to find the good people in government to get me the information, right? That's really hard. And there's a lot of praying that we need to do to get these people on the right path. But in the end, it is their choice. And in the end, we actually have to do stuff ourselves as well. And doing stuff ourselves, right? Going and calling, talking to other people that we know, getting the information out there, asking a bunch of questions, sending emails. A lot of that is a good way to get the information out there and to get the politicians to understand where you stand. Now, the next step is getting them out of office, transitioning and moving forward them out of office. If that means you need to run, run. If that means that, you know, there's an opponent that you like that's running against them, support them. Get the word out. Get your neighbors to support them, right? And we'll have to transition. I understand. I talked about fraud a little bit ago, and we're going to have to combat the fraud too. I'm still working on that one. We have to get out of numbers. I still believe we need to get out of numbers to try to combat the fraud to keep breaking their algorithms and what they're trying to do. At some point, though, if we don't stop the fraud, they're going to exceed that as well, and then it won't matter. But I'm thinking on that. There's got to be a solution. There's always a solution, I've learned throughout my life. God's always provided a solution. We just have to get the solution and act on it. And there's a lot of, you know, asking God what that is, because sometimes it takes, you know, a lot of the ideas I have on how to, you know, either create something, stop something, are not just my ideas. They're God giving me the idea so that I can execute it. And I think that's one of the best things. So wanted to jump in, since I talked a little bit about fraud here. The Wisconsin 2021 Assembly Joint Resolution by, I believe this is by Timothy or Rathman, representative here in Wisconsin. There's some more stuff that they're looking at here in Wisconsin. And, you know, I live here in Wisconsin, so this is very important to me and getting it. But the election still needs to be looked at, and it looks like they're trying to go after Dana Milwaukee County clerks, understanding that Racine Sheriff just filed a criminal charge at 5 of the 6 Wisconsin Election Commission people as well. So there's stuff moving here. At some point, the fraud is going to be so blatant and in our faces. I think it already is there, but it's taking some people a little bit of time to get there. Is you have to have a resolution on what this is going to be. So this is the 2021-22 legislator. This is actually looking at, you know, more transparency and getting that audit done. Then Timothy Rasmussen from Wisconsin has something else going on. There's a lot of things moving in Wisconsin here, and I'm hoping that this finally gets cleaned up. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. No, I think there's still time here, but I think not only do we have to look at this one, we also have to go back and start looking at some other ones too, because it's important we get this right. Now, going forward, we have to get out and vote, and we have to make sure that when we vote, we want integrity of that vote. So if when they clean up 2020, going forward, we want to make sure that they keeping these elections clean. We can't forget, and we can't just go back and say, yeah, okay, we went through this once, now it's good. No, until there is prison time and severe consequences in prison, you know, fines and jail time, you need both, it's gonna be a hard slugging to go through this, because cheaters are gonna cheat until they are not able to cheat anymore. That's the way it goes, and even then they're gonna look for a way to continue to cheat. So something to keep in mind, and something we're gonna have to always work on to defend. So last week, I will start out with this before we get into the massacre that happened here in Waukesha area in Wisconsin, is that Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty. So congratulations, and I'm very happy for Kyle, because he was put through a lot. And he was fine, right? He had self-defense. I get why this case got brought up, but he was put through a lot, right? Because people died, so you have to go through a case, and you have to kind of see what that is. Now, that could have been different things. like grand jury. He had a jury trial. The outcome was what it should have been, right? You watch the video and everything else, and you see, yeah, it was self-defense. So I'm very happy for Kyle that he was able to do it, and God bless him that he was able to do that. Now, I also think that he needs to go after these media companies that have just published horrible stuff about him. There's a meme going around that's pretty funny that has, if I pronounce your name wrong, Nick, I do apologize. Nick Sandman, the college student that CNN defamed when the Indian was shouting in his face or whatever was going on there. And, there's the meme goes that it says there with CNN's logo, Nick and Kyle have agreed to have joint custody of CNN. And I think that that would be very fun to see if that actually did happen. But they need to understand that they need, and this is one way to correct the media. As long as CNN, New York Times, and all these corporations that don't have the public interest at heart, don't even care about, you know, godly things that are trying to smear everyone that comes through them, they need to go through and take, you know, sue these companies, anybody, to make sure that we start correcting them. And if it has to be financial basis, that they have to pay out a whole bunch of money, and then all of a sudden they start saying, we cannot afford to keep paying out all this money because we'll go under, or they may just go under, right? Who knows? Then we're finally starting to make progress. But until that day happens, it's going to be really hard. So, it's just absolutely crazy what's going on here. And I just cannot believe the multitude of stuff that's going on with what CNN and everyone's doing. And I really hope that Kyle gets what he deserves out of these companies that have ran him through the mud so valiantly. So yeah, then we'll go with that. And going into the Waukesha Christmas parade evil that happened here, I pray for these families that have lost somebody in this horrible massacre. I can't say accident. It's an incident. It is evil beyond evil. And we'll get into the guy that did it in a little bit. But one great thing, and God bless JJ Watt on this. JJ Watt is offering to pay the funeral costs for anyone that dies from the massacre. And God bless him. You know, I'd actually love to talk to JJ Watt and just see his heart, because that's pouring back into community that needs it most, right? If Trump was president right now, as he should be, he'd be visiting these families here in Waukesha, right? Kamala Harris went through, and Jake Blake, and was working on his bail, right, in Wisconsin. Yeah, we can't even get either her or Biden here for those families. It's like they don't even care. Well, it's not surprising though, right? It's their policies that have done this. And I'll explain what I mean. And not to get so negative, I do pray for these people that they will change their ways and look towards the light and understand that there is more to life than evil. And you look at it from the standpoint of, I've looked at it from a lot of different standpoints, but I'm looking at it here from the standpoint of, you have a guy that they reduced bail for to $1,000. And then he goes, and a couple days later, runs a car into people. 10 years ago, it's out on this, the local Fox station, I believe, here. I don't watch much TV. I seen a clip of it, so I don't know if it's a local one or one close to local. here had his rap sheet, which is of this guy. I don't even remember his name. I'm just so frustrated with that evil. It doesn't need to be recognized. 10 years ago, a cop said that he was trying to run him over and then jumped in the car and got him out. There's also one incident where he was trying to run over his baby mama. She had tire tracks in her pants legs and a bloody face. So it was beyond me why his bail was set at $1,000 on this last one. I know it was lowered from $10,000. Now his bail is at $5 million, which I would say should be higher, but $5 million is way better than $1,000. And then it's out that he's wanted in Nevada. I was reading today, wanted in Nevada for a bombing that he was trying to do. So why was he, when he was out on bail, did they not check it that Nevada wanted him and get him over there? Then the FBI is getting involved. The police here said that they were getting him involved, or that the FBI helped out. And now this is being buried in the back of the media. I have a problem with the FBI getting their hands in everything. Because it seems like once they get their hands in stuff, it is, let's get it out of the media as fast as possible to follow a narrative that we want to follow. Now, if it's a narrative pusher that we want, let's make sure that we keep going through and pushing that narrative. And then people wonder why I get frustrated with the FBI. And they always tell me there's a few good people in there. We can't get rid of it. There's a few good people in there. We can't get rid of it. There's a few good people in there. I keep going. I hear this over and over again. Everyone's a broken record. And you just stand by when stuff like this happens. Because he had to be known to the FBI, right, for a bombing in Nevada. Then when he gets arrested and he's in Milwaukee, why doesn't it show up there and that's a person of interest? There is some incompetent people. And it's mind-boggling to me how people can then say, there's a few good people in the FBI. It seems like the FBI is trying to have violence in a controlled state, and they want to know where that is at all times. I pray that there are good people. I pray that people that are evil turn to good. But to ignore and to say that we need to keep the FBI because there is a few good people, at this point, we have 17 intelligence agencies. We don't need 17. We need one. There needs to be consolidation and smaller government. We need to have an agile, efficient government. Not a big behemoth that is portraying evil at every level of government. And I pray for these family in Waukesha that have injured, lost children in critical condition, children that have passed away. That is sad and very sad. And it's evil like this that we need to be vigilant about. Ask God to get us through, because God doesn't want evil. He doesn't do evil. So he's going through and he'll help us through all of this. He'll help us deal and confront the devil straight on and confront evil straight on. And we need to look towards that, because that's important. And we ask him for guidance in all this. Because if I knew everything, I'd be in a much different position today, probably. But I don't. I need to ask for guidance and ask him where I need to go on things and what I need to research, what I need to learn, what I need to talk about, what I need to help people understand so that we can have the best country, the best world, the best guiding force in the world, right? and this goes around for the world, the people around the world, how we can be the best in each of our own countries and guide the world to be godly and follow him again. I know it's an uphill battle. Everything is. Everything good is. I mean, evil is a downhill battle. I'd rather be going uphill to the top to win than down to the bottom to lose. So it's a horrible, horrible thing. But pray for those families. I really do pray for them. Someday I will understand what was all going on with the FBI and all this. Why there wasn't, you know, why Milwaukee lowered the bail, why all of this. You know, you don't just say, you were letting you out on bail, now don't do any more crimes. So weird. So horrible. Okay. Let's end on some more COVID craziness. Oh, God. Help us, God bless us, and God really help us, right? So we had the good news of the OSHA mandates kind of being put to a halt. Biden still saying, you got to still push the OSHA mandates, OSHA being stopped in the courts, yada, yada. You also still have the federal contractors mandates, which I hope and I pray that this will get stopped. That needs to get stopped. Then we have Biden will require essential non-resident travelers crossing U.S. land borders, such as truck drivers, to be fully vaccinated beginning on January 22nd. If people didn't think that Biden wanted, and this government that's elected, quote unquote, not really, stolen, is trying to break the United States in some form or fashion, you'd be right. I think that they're trying to completely crush the supply lines. I don't know why. I don't know why you would be such an evil person that you would hate to hate the United States so much. And I hope other countries don't have to deal with this problem. I've seen Australia. I'll get to Australia in a little bit. But why do you want to crush this so bad? Why do you want to crush our supply lines? You already did it from the California. With how things are working in other states, when you come into port, like Florida, Mississippi, it seems like I've had stuff come through Mississippi. That's why I said that. And they get through fast. I'm going, well, dang, I'm okay with that. So is California intentionally just shutting stuff down? Is this trying to shut down as much as possible? Because we know truck drivers, which how is them getting a vaccine? How is them getting a vaccine an issue driving a truck? I don't know that one yet. Maybe somebody can explain it to me. But I thought this was about a virus. When it must not be. It must be about control and people doing what I want them to do. That's what it seems like to me. Because that's the only reason why, you put this out there. You put the federal mandate out there. Is that you want everyone to be the test subject. Right? You can't get out of being not a test subject. So you have that craziness. Then you have Australia. I've heard that they're starting to round up people that aren't getting the vaccine there. You have Austria. What was it that... What was their crazy thing that they did? Oh, there's so many crazy things that people... That these governments do that you're going crazy. I think you have to... If you're unvaccinated, you have to go through and you got to stay inside now. You can't go out and have any fun anymore. Ireland, for the vaccinated and unvaccinated, are going back to a lockdown because they're spiking. So you have, and then you have a lot of other areas which are 99, 100% vaccinated, high 90s%, they're locking down because they're having a surge in COVID cases. And then you have, you know, Taiwan and France, Germany, and all these other countries saying if you're underneath a certain age, we are not allowing you to get vaccinated anymore. And then you have protests in all these countries, Italy, I believe Austria had one, New Zealand, Australia, France, here in the United States, there's also been some. And it's getting really, really crazy. But God bless us, we're fighting back and we're sticking together. And we're starting to see some cracks in their armor. I mean, California's going full crazy. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but Santa Cruz, California imposes an indoor mask mandate, including private homes. What? That makes no sense. So you're going to go door to door and make sure people are, you know, having mask mandates. However, California is the same spot that can't keep themselves clean at all. So, you know, they have all these outdoor issues. They can't, well, certain places of California can't keep things clean. And then you have, they can't keep shoplifters out either. So you're wondering what the heck is going on here, California. So there's that whole thing to this. And then I'd like to end on this talk. We've gone through all the craziness. God's getting us through it. God's getting us a way to fight back and getting the information out there for people. The one thing, though, I really want to end on is the High Wire episode 242 with Gert Vandenbosch. If you have not watched it, I will post the interview part of just of that part of the full episode in the description of the podcast. And it's one I've had to watch twice. It's like a masterclass in virology, immunology, all that stuff. Very, very good. Now, he talks about a lot. And he goes through a lot of different things. But he also says, do not vaccinate in a pandemic. And he's not coming at it like if the vaccine has issues or not. He's coming at it is that vaccinating during a pandemic is the worst thing you can do because you're putting pressure on the virus. You have to stop putting pressure on the virus to get by the protection that the body has that isn't as good as innate immunity. You need innate immunity of your immune system to get rid of this. Now, putting the pressure on it is making the virus get beyond that vaccine. That's why you now need, and they're talking about to be fully vaccinated in the United States, you need 3 shots. Crazy. When will people learn that this is just going to keep going until they stop, until they find the next money-making thing that they can do? We need to go to treatments to relieve the pressure. We have treatments. We know there's different things to make your body boost its immune system and help it out. And so if we can do that, we can get and relieve this and get this through. But if you're going to start vaccinating children, he starts going into how scary this could get. I don't know what the future of this vaccine and everything holds, how it's going to end out. I think we have to do certain things to make sure it doesn't end out being horrible. And if we can do that, I think that we'll be on a good path. But if we don't, things I think will get scary and we're going to need to understand that better. So, you know, until there was no testing on this, right? The humans are the guinea pigs in this instance, which is the scary part. That's pretty evil, by the way, pharmaceutical companies. to do this. I highly recommend you going and listening to the Gert Van Den Bosch interview from the High Wire. I know it's another hour of your hour and like 20 minutes of your time, but this is one that you can get to your family and friends and really, really dig deep into it, because I think it's a blessing that Gert was able to sit down with Del Bigtree of the High Wire and really go through this and break it down into a way that anyone can understand it. And I don't want to rehash it here because it would take me the next an hour and 20 minutes to go through it, and I wouldn't do it as good a justice as Gert, or straight out of Gert's mouth. So Gert Van Den Bosch, very, very smart dude, and I hope that this gets out there and people understand how scary this could be if they don't go down the path of removing those pressures from the virus. And we have treatments. Let's use them. God gave us these treatments. God gave us the ability to get through this. Let's use those. Let's get through it. And let's get back to working. God, I believe God's, you know, gives me the ability to heal. He has that healing ability, and he's given that to me. And ask him for healing. Ask him, you know, you ask him for forgiveness and all this stuff. Lean on him. He can do a lot. God bless you guys. I'm praying for you guys, and it's been a great week. Let's have another great week. Let's we go into the holiday season here in the United States. We have Thanksgiving tomorrow, and then we'll be in the Christmas season, and that's one of my favorite seasons, is the Christmas season and the Easter season. I love those joyous occasions where we get to see the seasons of the Lord, of what they are, and I'm excited. Let's rejoice, let's have fun, and enjoy it with family, and let's help educate. I pray that we also help educate our family members that may be a little bit needed guided light. With that, God bless, and thanks for listening to The Way Freedom Flies.